Okay. So, welcome to the second Villages in Action. Yossam, good to see you again. As you remember, my name is Ida Horner. From Business Fights Poverty.
Yes.
We're really interested in finding out about how business can be used as a tool to fight poverty in this village of Kikuve. Mm. So if you could please introduce yourself to our audience.
Thank you, Aida. I'm Yossam Byaruhanga from a sister village to Kikuve, just called Kabahara. I'm a farmer. It's mainly cane farmer.
Sugar cane farmer. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How is that going?
With cane, it is a bit going effectively, except that funds are a problem.
Okay.
And accessing funds is not easy.
Yeah.
But to start with, Kinyara funds us.
Yeah.
As it funds us,
yeah.
After harvesting,
okay,
and after a farmer has put in a lot,
yeah,
to plant,
yeah,
to uproot trees,
yeah,
and to weed,
okay,
then lastly after 1.5 years,
okay,
that's when a farmer starts realizing.
Mm-hmm. Who is Kinyara?
Kinyara,
yeah,
is a private company,
yeah,
owned by Rai.
Okay.
So they have fund the farmers to a considerable tune,
mm-hmm,
and those funds help us.
Okay.
But before, within your farm,
mm-hmm,
you too should have money for your own, because they do operations, mm-hmm, from bush clearing, first plow, second plow, harrowing, furrowing, and they deliver cane. But after that,
mm-hmm,
you have now to inject your personal money. That's why you need also to have some money.
Okay.
But getting that money is not easy, because our money is faced with a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
For example, school fees,
okay,
for our children.
Okay.
For preparing food.
Okay.
For home consumption.
Mm-hmm.
All those are problems.
Okay.
There is health,
mm-hmm,
whereby you need to go to hospitals, clinics,
mm-hmm,
and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that accessing money is not easy.
So do you earn enough from the sugarcane business to be able to educate your children, be able to access healthcare and put enough food on the table?
With cane, one can only get enough to fund all those after the first harvest has been realized.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first harvest, one has to pay a loan which was given to him, which is even heavy loan,
mm-hmm,
plus interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest is very high.
What's the interest rate like?
Is it 23%?
23%. Wow.
Which is quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You find that a farmer gets quite little from the first, from a plant.
Okay.
But you can realize money after working for a ratoon. That is the second harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I understand you correctly, when you first start out, Kinyara Sugar Corporation lays out a lot of money to get you started.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. But you have to repay that loan from your
harvest. The first harvest.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what advice would you give to someone that was looking to get into the sugarcane business?
One, that person should have land.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to realize good funds from cane, one should have personal land,
mm-hmm,
and not rented land. Once you get your personal land, you make sure that you get money at least to make you going.
Mm-hmm. Is land easy to come by in this part of Uganda?
Well, here, anything can be easy.
Okay.
Buying land is easy, mm-hmm, and selling land is easy.
Okay.
Because different people have different thoughts,
okay,
at given times.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that somebody is looking for land, mm-hmm, and he chases it and he gets it,
yeah,
because he has the money.
Yeah.
But when once you don't have the money, you chase land and you not get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is land expensive to rent? For instance, if you wanted, if you couldn't afford to buy it.
When you don't afford to buy it, land is expensive to rent. You would rather buy 5 acres personal land than renting 5 acres.
Okay.
Yes.
How much sugarcane can one grow on 5 acres, and what sort of return can they expect?
How much from 5 acres?
Mm-hmm.
One can get, if the land is virgin and quite fertile, one will get around 200 tons from 5 acres.
That's
those
a
are two
fair
hectares.
Amount, yeah. That's a fair amount.
Yes.
How about your sort of day-to-day life? How has your business helped you out in your day-to-day life?
With day-to-day life, it will only help you day-to-day life when you sell. But before you sell, you have to keep going with other small crops like cassava, like bananas, like peanuts, and the rest. You keep going. But otherwise, cane is harvested after 18 months. That's 1.5 years.
I see. Yeah, so for the sort of nearly 2 years, you have income from it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So once you've harvested and clearly have an income, has that impacted on your life at all?
There has been an impact, quite a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
Because today, a ton is 60,000.
60,000
shillings. 60,000 shillings. But paid in 2 portions.
Okay.
They pay you 90 at interim payment.
Okay.
Then the 10, you are paid after 9 months.
Okay.
That's when they pay you the 10%. Those are the 2 portions into which a farmer is paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's roughly under £260.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not it's not a bad return actually. But I suppose for 2 years' work, that's very little.
It's little.
So what else do you do in between to make up the gaps? Because you've mentioned you have some children and credit is very hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to support yourself?
We are supported by other crops like peanuts.
Okay.
You cultivate peanuts, you sell.
Okay.
You cultivate cassava, you sell.
Okay.
In that way, you fill up the gaps.
Okay.
You keep going until you harvest the cane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you improvise.
Oh, you improvise.
Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
What hopes have you got for your business?
Slowly by slowly, we continue developing. If you developed it for the first time, it's five acres.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, ratoon gets old. You would have maybe at times bought some land somewhere.
Somewhere,
so that you go on increasing.
You've alluded to some of the challenges that you face as a sugarcane grower.
Yes.
Which is access to finance.
Yes.
Cheap finance at that. What other challenges do you face in the line of your business?
In the line of our business, we have other challenges like cane spillage. Take for an example, you have harvested your cane and tractors come to load, to ferry to the factory.
Mm-hmm.
But before it reaches factory, so much is left on the road. And so much is left on the field.
Yeah.
We've tried to look into this with Kinyara.
Mm-hmm.
Kinyara has tried,
mm-hmm.
but spillage is not yet totally finished.
Okay.
It is yet there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think could be done to resolve something like that? Is it an issue of mainly, technology? Or?
It's an issue of Kinyara. Mm-hmm. Maybe where to tell their trucks mm-hmm. while loading, mm-hmm. not to fill to the brim.
Okay.
So as to leave some space.
Mm-hmm.
When it is so much packed up
mm-hmm.
and it sets off, mm-hmm. then so much gets spilled mm-hmm. on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But with time, maybe, it will be worked out.
I would like to take you back to the issue of access to capital.
Yes.
What else would you be able to do to access capital for your business if
our business, cane? Cane business?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've mentioned that in most cases Kinyara would put up a loan. But the interest rates are really high.
Yes.
And it makes it impossible for you to make a profit if you're having to pay back so much.
Yes.
So what else would you be able to do to access cheaper financing?
Cheaper financing is not easy mm-hmm. because even with the banks,
mm-hmm.
if you went to a bank
mm-hmm.
and you are not a civil servant,
right.
Then you can't pay up a loan mm-hmm. whereby you are asked to pay after a month.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the money?
But you're a landowner. Would they accept land as collateral for?
Collateral could mm-hmm. be if you can get some other money from somewhere.
Okay, but they won't accept the land. They won't accept the land as.
No.
Okay. Mm.
And
okay.
two, mm-hmm. our land we have,
mm-hmm.
they don't have land titles.
Why is that?
They put that collateral
mm-hmm.
to keep you paying monthly.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you had maybe a land title,
mm-hmm.
you could take it to the bank. They tell you, we are giving you a loan for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But these loans
mm-hmm.
for 6-7 months, you pay after month. Mm-hmm. You continue paying. And we don't have worker somewhere to keep paying.
Yeah.
So it becomes impossible to access such a loan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't people have access to land titles, and what do they need to do to get titles for the land?
To get titles,
mm-hmm.
you need to have one money.
Mm-hmm.
You bring sub-county committee.
Mm-hmm.
They go around your land
mm-hmm.
with the people. With the community,
mm-hmm.
they approve mm-hmm. and people sign on papers, on those forms. Then you would have started looking for a title now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're occupying a piece of land and you need to acquire a title for it, you need to bring someone from the land registry and your neighbors have to confirm that the land belongs to you. Is that how the process works?
The process works from the sub-county.
Okay.
Sub-county committee comes.
Okay.
Then they supervise that land with the local community and the LOC and they approve.
Mm-hmm.
Then the committee assesses what problems they have met mm-hmm. as they were onto your land.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take the papers and they continue with their process
mm-hmm.
of processing the land title.
Okay. Before we began this interview, we were talking about access to information technology.
Yes.
And you asked one of my colleagues to show you how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued about that.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us about that and what implications that has for your business?
I have a phone.
Yeah.
Which I got from Grameen Foundation.
Oh, right.
I was selected by the community.
Okay.
To go and learn.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went for learning,
mm-hmm.
as we were there,
mm-hmm.
we came to access a phone
mm-hmm.
of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it has many operations.
Okay.
This is Google.
It's a Google phone,
yes.
Android.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, when we were there, we were taught a lot of things.
Yeah.
Then we were told we are CKWs,
mm-hmm.
Community Knowledge Workers.
Ah.
Now, I have some 3 villages
yeah.
where I serve farmers.
Yeah.
Oh no, they have social, local problems
okay.
in their farms.
Mm-hmm.
This phone, if you operated it, and you have maybe this, you could be having your hens at home, mm-hmm. locals.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to treat them.
Yeah.
What you do,
yeah.
you look for me.
Yeah.
After looking for me, I come. But when I'm within my place of work,
mm-hmm.
then I will set it. The phone will tell you your chicken's problems. Maybe it has coccidiosis.
Oh,
maybe
really?
It has what? And the treatment. I will leave it to you, and you access the treatment from a nearby clinic
that
or
is
somewhere.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's how it works.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow.
But one problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are two problems. There is the Twitter.
Yeah.
There are times when we are on radios at our homes.
Yeah.
Maybe on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We have a program.
Yeah.
VOA.
Yeah.
Voice of Africa.
Yeah.
At times you want to access that program,
mm-hmm.
but at times, in most cases anyway, not at times,
mm-hmm.
we fail to access it through this phone.
Okay.
Because we have a Twitter.
Okay.
We have www. What do you call it?
Internet.
The website.
Yeah.
The website.
Yeah.
But how to use it?
Yeah.
We have yet failed to know. That is a problem.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would be one of the... We would be participating, but we don't because we don't know how to use it.
So if I understand you correctly, most evenings of the week you're listening to Voice of Africa.
Yes.
And but you're not able to access Twitter to be able to make comments to the program producers so you can participate in the
yes.
conversation going
yes.
on.
Yes.
Well, we can change that. My colleague Teddy and I can teach you before we leave
yes.
Kikube. We can teach you
Thank
how
you.
To
Thank
use
you.
Twitter. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.